Blog Talk Radio.
The best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world. You can beat the war. You can talk the guy go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up. You can beat the clock. Yeah. You can move a mountain. You can break rocks. You can be a master. Don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world.
Straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you could get the gold. Breaking all the records you thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride.
You're never gonna know if you never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name. But there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
You know, as I was
researching for this interview last night and looking at your website and stuff, you, my friend, are a busy girl.
That sounds like what my friend said last night. I went out with some people. I walked in, haven't seen some for a while, and they're like, Lenore, like, I'm surprised I see you. You're just, like, never around. You're always busy. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm, like, home half the time. What are you talking about? Hit me up. I'm not as busy sometimes as I look.
Let's see. Let's see if I can remember all this. You're a motivational speaker, an author, and you have your own broadcast radio show. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty busy.
Oh, you want to add something else to that? I just debuted my first episode of my new web TV show series called Keeping Up With Cool on First Run TV with actually my younger brother, with my brother Joe. He's 2 years younger than me, so he's 17, and we co-host it. And, yeah, you can add that to the list now, too.
I saw something about that on the side as I was researching this. I saw something about that. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, Cody, you have to watch it. You have to let me know what you think. I need to know
I
if
will.
I'm funny or not. I'm not funny, so, like, just kind of lie to me. So it makes me feel better.
Okay. Your wish is my command.
Oh, thanks. Start off to a great friendship.
I wanted to go over real quick how this all came about, the radio show, the book deal, and everything.
Okay, well, at first, we're going to rewind all the way back to my sophomore year in high school. I really originally wanted to be an actress, and I sort of had that reality check from my dad, and like, it really hurt to say that, like, my dad, not that he didn't believe in me, but he wanted me to take a different path, because to become a TV star and a movie star, it's hard, and you have to have the power, and you have to have the dedication and everything. And he was like, why don't you try to use your voice in a different way? And I was like, Dad, you don't know what you're talking about, you stupid, goodbye. Ran away. Well, didn't really run away. Ran upstairs to my room. That's my way. Ran to my room. So then I decided to look online to see how I can use my voice, and my dad was like, why don't you, like, relay the news or do radio? And I came across an internship at Goom Radio. They were a huge internet station a couple years ago. And I got the internship, and it was weird because I was 16, and I will always remember the first day in the office because we were going around saying, like, what college you graduated from and all the above. And, like, it came to my turn, and I was like, well, I'm 16. I get my license in next year. And one of the guys in the office turned to the person who hired me and says, why did you hire a 16-year-old high school kid? And he's like, I liked her. She's young. She can get that feel to us. So I was like, okay, like, that's cool. And what happened was, is I think that was my start, and I hate to give credit to Zach Sang, but he took me under his wing, and I was interning for him as well, and he taught me a lot of what I know today, and he's still a good friend of mine. And I'm fortunate for that. But unfortunately, my internship was only for 3 months. So starting my junior year in high school, I was like, I don't want to stop. So I found Blog Talk Radio. I created Teen Groove on the Move. And from there, I just started interviewing different people, talking about different topics. And there was this one point where I had people, I don't understand why somebody in, like, England or Australia would want to talk to me. I'm like, this girl called. It was like, hey, Lenore, what's up? I was like, yo, you have an accent. Like, where are you from? And she's like, oh, I'm from England. I'm like, why are you up? Like, it's 7 o'clock here in New York. It's what, like, 2 a.m. there? Like, go to bed. I don't even want to listen to my voice. And it was that when I realized that she was asking me for my help and asking me for my advice on things. I was like, I'm just a normal teenager. But I think that was the point. I decided that was when I realized that I am a role model and I could bring out the better in other people as well. So then I started motivational speaking from then, and then I was like, great, I can talk to a million people, but I can't talk to everybody in California or in Nevada or in Australia at the moment. So you know what? Why don't I write a book and try to inspire my generation to make us all successful? Because we're going to be running the world one day, and that's going to be creepy, and somebody you know may become president, and that's just a scary factor for me. I don't know. That's what I think. But my book is called How to Be a Teen on the Move, and it came out early this year, and it just tips and strategies to follow your heart and to be successful and to take action and take responsibility for your action and not conform to be what everybody else expects you to be. Because we all fall under that, and I'm not out there to preach, don't do this, don't do that, like, be the perfect child, because I'm not the perfect child. I don't follow the rules half the time, and I do make mistakes. And as long as you learn from what you do, that it builds you and it makes you a better person. So that led to that. And here I am today, and after a whole 5 minutes of, like rambling on about myself, I should really learn to, like, make that into, like, two-liners. So it's not as long, but that's the backbone, really. And now I'm here. I'm still doing Teen Girl on the Move. It'll be 3 years in October, November. So I'm excited about that, and I'm excited about the new show, Keeping Up with Cool. So you guys all have to go check that out.
Oh, I definitely will. And something you said, what got me listening to your radio show was you had Jimmy Dischler on a few months ago, G.H.'s Rafe.
Oh, I loved having him on.
Yeah.
I remember watching all the soap operas when I was growing up with my grandma usually. So, I mean, to see that they're like, those soap operas have been on for, like, years and years. I remember before he actually got on the show, I was like, I need to keep updated. I don't know what the heck is going on. So, like, I literally fast-forward through everything to see where, like, his scenes were. I'm like, okay, this is what happened. This happened to his mom. This happened to his, like, father. This happened to his girlfriend. That's one sister. This one's brother. Like, it was so crazy to, like, catch up on everything in, like, a couple days. I'm like, I'm losing my mind.
Absolutely.
But he is a fantastic guest, and I have to say that I love all the people that have been on my show, and I'm grateful for them to, like, give me the opportunity to talk to them for, like, 5 minutes or 20 minutes.
And I'm on gonna tip my own horn here for a second, but like you said, all the guests you've had on, this show is basically a soap opera-related show. And I've had several GH stars on my show, and every single celebrity I've ever spoken to has been nothing but sweet and just absolutely gracious.
Yeah, it's rare to find celebrities that are actually down to earth, so when you get to actually talk to them and have that one-on-one time and to know that they are grateful for where they're going and where they're from, it's just like a warm feeling. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, and going back to something you said about the fans around the world, I'm still not used to the fact of saying I now have fans. Those words just seem just a foreign coming out of my mouth. They just seem just weird, you know.
When you start walking around, man, and like someone just comes up to you and's like, "Hey, aren't you that kid that I listened to on the radio?" And you're like, "Maybe." Like, what's to you? Like, that's gonna be great. I actually went to a concert last Thursday. I don't know if you know who the band Hello Highway is, but he was headlining a tour. I went with my friend. And I'm in like this small, like, it was like a concert bar area, so like I'm just chilling, and my friend Paige was with me, and she brings up this girl. She's like, "Hey, like, I just made friends with this girl, like, guys mingle, like, whatever," like, because my friend Paige is fantastic. She's always the one to, like, make friends out of everyone. Not that we're, like, antisocial, but as, like, we were sitting, she just, like, talks to everybody about everything, and I'm like, good for you. But this girl's like, I was like, "Hi, my name's Lenore," and, like, my friend Carly's like, "Hi, my name's Carly," and the girl's like, "Oh, I know who you are, Lenore." I'm like, "How do you know who I am? Like, do we go to school together or something? Were you in my class and I didn't say hi? So I really apologize." She's like, no, "I follow you on Instagram. Like, you have all these artists and stuff on your show, and, like, you have this new show coming out." I was like, "Okay, like, this is cool. Like, I'll give a shout out. Her name was Morgan." I was like, "Okay, Morgan, like, we're going to become friends. Come sit down next to me." And I ended up talking to her the whole night, and I think it's crazy. I literally treated it like, somebody knows me. Like, what the heck? And I think it's just, like, that fact that not even having fans, but people recognizing and supporting what you do I that's the most amazing part of it all.
Oh, I agree. Whenever I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Twitter a lot, and I see somebody say, I love this interview, or you need to have this person back sometime, I'm like, they actually care about me. Wow, you know?
Yeah, that's like a feeling you just can't explain.
Yeah, it's just like, how is this my life right now? Seriously.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
And I'm seeing on your website, you're going to be in my neck of the woods, in Tennessee in October.
I'm going to be in Nashville in October, aren't I? Yeah, Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I have to remember. I have so many different things coming up. At the end of this month, actually, for any of you guys that are listening that are in New York and New Jersey, I'll be at the New Jersey New York Teen Expo in Edison. So come check that out. I think it's free admissions. We're giving everything's like back-to-school stuff. I'll be in the What's Trending booth, and I'll be on the What's Trending stage. I'll be signing copies of my book, How to Be a Teen on the Move. So stop by. I'll also be, for you guys in the Maryland area, in September. I believe it's the 29th, that Sunday, or the 28th, the 29th, whatever. That's whatever that Sunday is, I will be at the Baltimore Book Festival. So come check me out there. And then, Cody, I will be in your neck of the woods in Nashville, October I tweeted about it the other day. October 20, hold on, it's loading. October, I'm trying to remember these dates because they all have the same number, so I'm like, man, this is nuts. October 24th to the 27th. That's the same dates as the one in September. I'm losing it. I'll be in Nashville October 24th, 27th. I'll be speaking at the Keene Digital Summit. So I'm excited to see all the bloggers, the publicists, fellow entrepreneurs of my own, and, yeah, to see the local music scene out there is just fantastic as well. So, I mean, if anything else comes up, I'll let you know. But for right now, that's the plan.
Yeah. I've been, of course, I have family that lives in Nashville, and Nashville is probably one of my favorite places ever.
It's gorgeous out there.
I love it up there.
Oh, can't wait to go back.
Okay. You probably already covered this, but what got you into a motivational speaking? I mean, I checked out some of your YouTube videos, and they're incredible.
Really?
They're absolutely incredible.
I actually have, I was speaking at the South Orange Library in New Jersey a couple weeks ago, and that video will be posted soon. I'm just like on summer mode, like it's in my iMovie. I'm just like, I keep editing it and editing it. But besides the point, that happened to be like one of my most remarkable speeches ever. It's just, I don't know. I started because like people kept calling into Teen Girl on the Move asking me my opinions and advice. I'm like, why do you care what I have to say? Like, no, absolutely not. And I wanted to use my voice in a positive way. Like, might as well inspire my fellow generation. Because what I've noticed, I don't know if it's what's out there and everywhere in the world, but from what I've seen in my short years and my traveling of life, that there's a lot of teenagers out there that don't think that they can accomplish anything because they did not get an early start. Or they don't think they can accomplish anything because it's not meant for them. You're meant to do whatever you set your heart to and whatever you set your head to. There's going to be setbacks and there's going to be no's and there's going to be complications because it's always like that. But it's the way that you push through it and you persevere and be yourself. And there's a lot of peer pressure and there's a lot of expecting somebody to be who like others want them to be, like trying to fit in. And that's like, don't try to fit in. Try to like make yourself you. And I was always that one in high school where like I never had like that. I was never like, we didn't really have cliques. And it's weird. Like, you had, like, those group of friends, that group of friends. Obviously, you had, like, the skaters and the theater kids. But it was, I was, like, very social, so I was very fortunate enough to meet so many different people and to see different people's perspectives on life, and that's when I started speaking, and I know that even people right now could be listening and not remember my name or not remember anything, but there's, like, this old, I always say this, it's like, if you don't remember my name, you don't remember what you did on this exact day, just remember that you can do whatever you want, and whatever you set your heart to and your mind to can be accomplished if you just try. You don't know if you don't try. Just go out there and follow your dreams. And it's so cliche and it's so stupid because everyone's like, yeah, whatever, dreams, goals. Like, no. But it could happen. I mean, if I didn't try, if I didn't ask, I wouldn't be doing this. And like I said, I know it sounds so cliche, but I've had people that I was able to look up to, and I want people to be able to look up to me as a positive role model into following their hearts. And I remember I was speaking at a high school once, and there was, like, those group of jocks, like, on the top row of the bleachers, like, not paying attention, like, goofing around. And I remember I was standing there. They were a bunch of seniors, so they were only a year younger than me. And I was like, guys, like, I can see you out there totally ignoring me. I know that you're probably making faces at me or, like, I don't know, taking pictures and drawing on my face. Like, I know that's probably what you're doing because I have brothers, they do the same thing to me, and I was in your seats last year not wanting to listen to assemblies. I was like, you're not going to remember my name. I doubt it if you guys remember my name. Like, but I want to reach one person out of the 1,000 kids that are in this room right now. And I guess after I said that, I got so many tweets from all of them. They all started tweeting me. They're like, see, we know who you are. We paid attention. Don't call us out. We know exactly what you said, Lenore. I'm like, oh, gosh. I was like, at least I touched somebody. I was like, I got my point across. And I was really excited and really happy to know that at least something that I said stuck with people out there.
Awesome. And I'm a big a believer in chasing your dreams, too. If I hadn't gone for this, a radio show, I wouldn't be here a year later, you know, if I hadn't just set my mind to doing this, I wouldn't be here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, and we just have to stick together. Mm-hmm. Us dreamers got to stick together.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's probably it, so I wanted to thank you for taking the time to come on today, and you have a open invitation back to the show whenever you want to come back on, okay?
Oh, thanks. And I want to thank everybody for listening and not tuning off at any time. If you guys want to listen to Teen Groove on the Move, we are live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to teengrooveonthemove.com. If you'd like to check out my new show, go to firstrun.tv, Channel 5, Keeping Up With Cool, for all of you girls out there. Apparently my brother's cute. Go watch that. I don't know. I just think he's whatever. And if you'd like me to come to your school or come to your area and sign copies of my book, go to LenoreLuca.com and send me an email, and I'd love to come out to wherever you are to just chit-chat, hang out, and speak at your school. So I think that's it, Cody. Thank you for letting me, like, talk your ear off for, like, 20 minutes over here.
You were fine. I enjoyed it, actually. And I have to be honest with you, I'm more nervous now than talking to the celebrities I've talked to in the past.
Why?
I'm more nervous now.
Why?
I have no idea why, but I'm more nervous now. Anyway.
No, I'm, like, dying over here. You have no reason to be nervous for me. Are you kidding me? I'm weird, I'm awkward, and I'm weird. Like, no. You don't have to be nervous.
I think with that, I'm going to let you go, and I'll be talking with you on Twitter, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you for having me, and goodbye, everyone. I'll talk to you all soon.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little chat with Lenore Luca. I'll be tweeting out some some of her recent stuff she's doing and promoting it for you guys so you can listen. And I did want to say one thing before I go. My 1 year anniversary show will be August 20th, which is in a week. Holy crap. I have no clue what's going to happen. It could go one of two ways. It could either go A, off the rails completely and just be an absolute disaster, or B, it could be an absolutely amazing experience. And like I said, I have no clue who's calling in, who will be in the chat room, what's going to happen. I have no clue. So you guys will find out as I find out. Okay? And I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.